Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR, Sirius XM Channel 141, 96.3 HD2 and 98.3 FM. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. With Thanksgiving just around the corner, a lot of us are thinking about turkey with all the trimmings, maybe even a little ham on the side. But a growing number of us are cutting out meat and meat byproducts. They're not just going vegetarian. They're going vegan. Now, if you're thinking about it now or even after the holidays, what do you need to know? Well, join me to talk about this is Dr. Ruby Lathan. She is a holistic health and wellness expert and advocate for plant-based nutrition. If you have a comment or if you have a question, lines are open right now at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can tweet me at HFisher, WHUR. Or find me on Instagram at Harold T. Fisher. Dr. Lathan, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And I need to clarify something for our listeners. You have a PhD, but it's actually in industrial and systems engineering.
That's right. Okay. There's a story about how I got here.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, oh gosh, well, the vegan doctor is in. No, she's a rocket scientist.
True you know. That.
But you also are certified in holistic nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
And also, let me say for our listeners as well, you know, I love when a sister brings a brother a plate. we're going to talk about
yes.
what you brought in a bit. And if you hear me talking with my mouth full, don't call my mama and say that I wasn't raised right. So first of all, you've not been participating in the vegan lifestyle your entire life or your entire adult. What's the story? Give me the rundown.
Yeah. So the short story is back in 2007, I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer.
Yeah.
I was an engineer, you know, doing my own thing, entrepreneur. I had worked at the labs, national labs, and I had started an engineering company with some partners. And so when I got this diagnosis, I was stunned. I was shocked because I thought I was pretty healthy. I thought I was eating healthy, working out, all that. The only option given to me was to have surgery to remove my thyroid. But that also meant I'd have to be on medication for the rest of my life. And I had a very adverse reaction to that. I did not want to be dependent on a medication. So I said I wanted to take some time and figure out how to heal myself naturally so I could keep my thyroid. So I started researching on how to do that, on how to heal. And so a lot from the research, diet plays a major role in disease development, from cancer to heart disease to diabetes and on and on. And so the research showed me that a lot of people had success switching to a plant-based diet, a whole food, natural plant-based diet. That's what I did. I went to like a natural treatment center a few weeks after, learned how to use food as medicine, came up with my own nutrition plan. And long story short, about a year later, I was cancer-free with just changing my diet and lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. What did your doctor say about that?
They were not in agreement with that. They discouraged me throughout the process. I got a new doctor throughout the process who would just monitor the progress, you know, via ultrasound, because I wanted to see how I was doing. And so I didn't have a lot of support from traditional doctors at all. So I sought out naturopathic doctors, from chiropractors to Ayurvedic medicine, people who had done this before and seen people healed. And that's where I got a lot of my help and guidance.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that you would say for anyone else who is, you know, having any of these really severe health challenges that they you know, consult their doctors.
Absolutely.
Get those second opinions.
I got second and third opinions.
And probably a fourth and fifth. Yeah, because,
I
you know, the big C, no matter what it is frightening for a lot of people.
It is. And so I've been there. And it was frightening. But once I started reading and educating myself on other people's success stories, I said, if they can do it, I can do it too.
Mm-hmm.
And I got help. I got help from experts who had helped people do this before. And then through my own research, I just started figuring out what would work for me, because you can get overwhelmed.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Now, was it difficult for you to make the transition from, well, I mean, let's be honest. Okay, you're from Detroit.
Yeah.
You lived in Alabama.
Yeah.
Okay, neither Michigan nor the state of Alabama. You know, the vegan crew stops at the line when you get into Detroit.
Right,
You get around, what's that, 8 Mile?
Yeah,
7 Mile?
Yeah,
no vegans allowed. You know,
things have changed, though. They have a vegan soul restaurant in Detroit. Last time I was there, I stopped by. It was delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, so, but to your point, it was a big shift. I have to say, I wasn't eating a lot of meat even then, but I was eating a lot of dairy when I was diagnosed. So I was eating a lot of dairy products, a lot of processed food. And so the big shift for me was getting, you know, dairy products out, getting any meat byproducts out of the diet, you know, letting go of that cheese was a big thing. And the processed food, you know, was a big thing because I was traveling a lot, as you know, all over. So I would just have a lot of frozen stuff and not a lot of fresh. So my freezer fridge went from, you know, processed stuff to almost totally green in the fridge, you mm-hmm. know, because that's what I was going to be eating every day.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about being a vegan lifestyle, and the impact on your health. If you have a comment, if you have a question, give us a call. Again, at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. So what is the difference between being a vegetarian and vegan?
Right, because I was primarily before this vegetarian with a little fish and things here and there. So the main difference between vegetarian and vegan, you don't eat any meat or fish. So you eat things that animal byproducts like, you know, cheese, milk, and eggs. Vegan, you nothing from an animal, no byproducts. So no dairy products, no eggs, no cheese, and obviously no meat or fish. So it's completely everything from the ground.
Mm-hmm. And this is World Vegan Month. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think anecdotally, it would not be inaccurate to say that, you know, in the Black community, there has been a huge growth
mm-hmm.
in people trying or completely
absolutely.
Jumping into the vegan lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
But and this has happened over a relatively short period of time. I can remember when even, I don't know, as short a period of time as, you know, 10 years ago, when someone says vegan, you know, that mm-hmm. a lot of people would say, oh, so you're out there taking the bark off of trees, eating
right.
grass,
yeah,
and,
yeah, yeah.
you know, and you're having, if you want a smoothie, get yourself a little dirt smoothie with some, you know, break your blender with some rocks and the whole bit.
Yeah. I've heard it all, yes. It has changed dramatically in the last 5 years, I would even say. But 10 years ago, yeah, it was, even I thought it was, prior to 2007, I thought veganism was extreme and mm-hmm. unnecessary and just what are you trying to prove kind of thing, until I realized, number one, and the big barrier that I had against it was, oh, I won't be able to eat mac and cheese, I won't be able to eat cake, I won't be able to eat all these things that I love. So I was like, a barrier went up right there. I was like, I've already not really eating meat, so I'm not going that far with it. But then when I delved into it and realized that you can make all of those things, which I make very well without it, and learn how to make your own substitutes, and now they're all over the grocery store, so they've made it hugely easier than it was 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the big barrier. And then not understanding the huge benefit that there is to it as well.
So you have been re-invited to the cookout.
Yes. Oh, people love my food. Okay. So which leads me to how I went from, you know, people have always loved my cooking, but mm-hmm. my mom, grandmother, great cook. So when I went vegan, I veganized all the recipes, kind of passed them back to my mom, and she even perfected them. And now, instead of the regular mac and cheese at Thanksgiving and Christmas, we have the vegan mac and cheese. And we have the, you know, vegan turkey. We have all the delicious stuff. We learned how to replace the eggs, replace the cheese, replace the milk. Instead of, you know, cow's milk, use coconut milk. So there are some pretty easy replacements. And now there's, instead of butter, there's vegan butter, margarine, it tastes the same. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of ways. So yeah, I flipped it and gave it back. And now people love it. And so much so people started asking me to cook for them. Mm. And that's, you know, that was like the next phase after I left, you know, engineering.
So you just left rocket science, essentially.
Yeah, because I worked at NASA for several years, and then I was working at Defense Laboratory Sandia, and I just really wasn't happy, honestly, working in defense, and I felt like I should be, number one, because I'm like, you took 10 years in school, this is what you're supposed to do, so
looking at those student loans.
I was fortunate, I got scholarships.
Of course you did.
So no student loans for me.
Unlike some of us.
I know, I got out debt free.
Lucky you.
Yeah, so I just, but when the cancer came, it makes you look at life differently. Mm-hmm. And it's like, we can't take it for granted, and we can't live a mediocre life or live a life that we're not happy with, because we don't know how much time we have. And so it actually kind of woke me up and gave me the courage to say, you know, I don't really don't like engineering. I'm going to do something else.
Right. Yeah. And you're happier and you're healthier.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let me go to the phone lines. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about the vegan lifestyle. Let's talk to Vanessa, calling from D.C. Vanessa, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. How are you guys tonight? So I just wanted to ask if you had any like suggestions or tips with changing your diet to a vegan or a vegetarian when you have younger kids or preteens in the household and they're kind of picky and don't want to eat anything on that healthier side.
Yeah, that's a great question. So what I have seen is with younger kids, they actually tend to be a lot easier than adults. Because they're not so in love with the meat yet. You know, they're just like, food is food. So a lot of times if you get them to help you make whatever it is you're making, that has been the silver bullet. I've gotten kids to eat coleslaw and cabbage and all kinds of things because they help me make it. Yes. So getting them involved in it. With adults, I usually say just make it taste good and don't tell them you swapped something out. And the proof is in the pudding. It's like, oh, if they like it, then you can tell them later. You know, so I've had people's, their husband's been eating vegan for a long time and they don't know it yet because they haven't been in the kitchen.
Okay.
You know? Mm. So with adults, I'm like, don't announce it. Just make sure it tastes good and serve it. I'm like, nobody's announcing when they're serving unhealthy food. You know, here's your heart-stopping, you know, burger. But whenever we have healthy food, we want to say, oh, this is the healthy stuff. And then people put up a barrier that it's going to be nasty.
That is so true.
Because unfortunately, a lot of it is nasty. And that's why I got into the space of teaching people how to cook vegan food, because that's my biggest pet peeve is nasty vegan food.
Yeah, you know, well, and to be quite honest, vegan, vegetarian, or carnivore, nobody wants something that doesn't taste good.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, good luck to you, Vanessa. And I would probably recommend, you know, if, you know, getting them to, how old are your children?
They're 10 and 12.
10 and 12. Yeah, if getting them to help you doesn't really work, you can always do what my mother probably would have said was, eat it because I said so. Vanessa, good luck to you. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Patrick, calling from D.C. Quickly, what's on your mind?
Yes, I have to laugh at you, doctor. That's very funny. How you tell yourself, well, go ahead and eat it. You'll enjoy it. Not telling that it's vegan, that's a very smart thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a friend of hers. Her name is Tabitha Brown. Many people probably know of her.
Love her.
I'm a vegan influencer. Mm-hmm. Yes, who doesn't? She's a very good friend of mine, and she tried to influence me to go vegan, and I did try it. I have my own catering business, and I have several clients who have asked me to prepare vegan meals for them. So that taught me how to cook vegan. And when I realized how easy it is to find those replacements, I realized, okay, this is something I'm going to try. I tried it for a month, and I found that I was a lot healthier, had more energy. And although I couldn't keep it up, I am now a vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
But I realize veganism is not something people need to be afraid of, not something they should shy away from.
Mm-hmm.
It's healthy.
Okay.
At the same time, I have a friend, or excuse me, a cousin, rather, who recently opened a vegan restaurant in the Brentwood area of Maryland called Mush. It's an excellent restaurant. They have a variety of foods, And if anyone's in the Brentwood area, in the D.C. area, they should check that out.
Well, Patrick, thank you so much for your phone call. And you keep up with your healthy eating. I've got to take a break, but we've got more folks coming in on the line. Coach Taylor calling from Baltimore. Stay with us. Do not hang up. We're going to talk to you next. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. This is World Vegan Month. Are you ready to go vegan? I'm going to taste what Dr. Lathan has brought in for me. It's the least I can do. I'm going to do that on the other side. Also, Farah calling from Baltimore. We're going to talk to you. I'm sorry, Bowie. We're going to talk to you as well. So stay with us. Don't hang up. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141. And don't forget, you can hear every edition of The Daily Drum Inside segment via podcast, including this one, on WHUR.com. Stay with us if you're on the phone. We'll continue on SiriusXM Channel 141. In just a bit, I'm Harold Fisher. John Mons is next with the original Quiet Storm. That's on WHUR. We'll be back to talk vegan in just a few seconds. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about the vegan lifestyle tonight. My guest is Dr. Ruby Lathan. She is a holistic health and wellness expert and advocate for plant-based nutrition. If you have a comment or a question about going vegan, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Coach Taylor, calling from Baltimore. Coach, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, can you all hear me okay?
Oh, quite loud and clear. Go right ahead.
Okay. Hello to you and your guests. It's a great show as usual.
Thank you.
This is one of those topics I think is very necessary in our community. We got to get some of these products out of our system. They say that dairy could be linked back to autism, and meat could be linked to so many forms of cancer by sitting in our system so long. You know, it takes so long to digest.
Okay.
What I wanted to know, because I have a sports program, and one of my things I do on Saturdays, instead of taking them to McDonald's, we have a smoothie bar. You know, we just have a whole array of different fruits, and I introduce them to exotic fruits and things. So what's your thoughts on smoothie as a vegan meal? Because what I do now is introduce, like, spinach in there, and I may put a slice or two of zucchini, vegetables that they can, you know, that won't alter the taste too much. And they still, and it's still tasty to them. Maybe a dash of agave or maybe a dash of honey, you know, but the kids love it. And they, you know, and a lot of times when I take them out and ask them if they want anything to eat afterwards, they say no. They're okay because they've actually fed the cells. So they're really not hungry.
Yeah, smoothies are an excellent way to get in your veggies and things like that and sneak them in there because the fruit covers that. So that's great. You can also add a protein, plant-based protein powder to keep you a little more full, a little raw oats in there too. If you're like, some people say they have the smoothie and they're very hungry right after. So if you add a protein powder or some oats in there and blend it with your fruit, ginger, and then obviously you want to get some greens in there because you don't even taste them. I like to put kale. I like to do like, sometimes you make the kale salad, you have the stems. I stave those stems, put them in there. The collard green stems, I put those in there. You know, ginger, turmeric, and just blend it all up. I love to have a smoothie almost every day, a green smoothie. Oh, so great. It's a great way to get your fruits and veggies in to get the day going.
Okay, Coach, thank you so much for your phone call. I appreciate your time.
I wanted to leave one. I just wanted one more, and I can listen off air. I just wanted to know about the meat. Like, they have the vegan ribs and things of that. What's your
what's my take on that? Good question. So, I'm a proponent of eating whole food, but so as close to natural as possible. But I do appreciate all the vegan substitutes because it gives people something to go to when you're first going vegan, and or if you're going to the cookout, literally, you can take a burger, you can bring that, and it gives you something familiar. It helps you make that transition, and it makes it a lot less painful. So I eat those occasionally. They're not everyday foods for me, but I do, you know, during the holidays, during the summer cookouts and things, yes, I'll have some of the vegan, you know, chicken or, you know, hot dogs, hamburgers, whatever. But it is not an everyday food because it is a bit processed.
Okay. Coach, thank you so much. Before I go back to the phone lines, I did want to, well, first of all, let me go ahead and taste what you...
Shall I tell him what I...
Yeah, you need to tell me. don't tell them. You need to tell me what...
I brought a vegan chicken salad. It's a chicken salad. If you're on TikTok, you know what that means. It's a chicken salad.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so people love it. It's, you know, I mix in some vegan mayo, the mustard, the pickles, the tomato, all of that, and I put it on a vegan croissant. Which they have, so many delicious things. So am I gathering that this is a thumbs up?
Okay. I'm still working through. Now, what is vegan mayo?
So instead of eggs, it's usually oil based. So that's a grapeseed oil based mayo.
Mm-hmm.
So it's whipped up. You can also make it from chickpeas, like the juice of the chickpeas. It whips up into a vegan mayo as well. So it's got all the seasoning. So it's basically grapeseed oil, mustard, salt. That's what makes the mayo.
Okay. I can taste the mustard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And now, what is a vegan croissant?
So instead of butter, it's just going to use oil again in place of the butter.
What kind of oil?
So that one used sunflower seed oil and the grapeseed fruit. Grapeseed oil was the mayo.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So this is kind of a more decadent dish because it's higher in fat because of the oils. So it's a treat, you know, something.
But
that,
it's good fat.
Yeah. Yeah.
As they say.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
You know.
Fat is okay when it's healthy fats, especially like avocado, that kind of thing. Those are the healthy fats, the olive oil or olives, those kind of things.
So let me be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Because I make a mean chicken salad.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what's the chicken salad part?
What's the chicken part? Soy okay. And pea protein. Yeah.
And pea protein.
Mm-hmm.
This is what's missing for me. The density that chicken breast and chicken thigh meat come with. It's not a bad thing,
mm-hmm.
but it's different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing that I really miss.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, if I didn't know that this was vegan, I wouldn't know that it was vegan. Okay.
Okay.
And so there's that, but I would also say this is not chicken. Okay.
It gets you in the ballpark, but it doesn't feel like it. Yeah, and that's where you end up feeling lighter after you eat. And so people mostly say, I'm full, but I'm not like heavy. I'm mm-hmm. not stuffed.
So full, but no itis.
Right, okay. Exactly. And that's what we want, you know. And the substitutes are kind of to give you something familiar. It's hard to get a one-to-one, like, boom, this is chicken. You know, some do, some are pretty close. But, yeah, so it's really to give you those familiar flavors and things so that you know how to treat it. It's like, okay, if you know how to cook chicken and make dishes with that, then you can do the same thing with this.
But see, and there I disagree because mm-hmm. I've been to several vegan restaurants mm-hmm. where they use chicken, tofu,
mm-hmm.
and I wouldn't know
mm-hmm.
because it has the density
mm-hmm.
of you know, real chicken, which is what I look for, mm-hmm. and I absolutely love that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, you know, for me, you're not batting 1,000, but you're in the 700 to 800. Okay, so like I said, it's very tasty. It tastes good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just missing the density.
The density.
Which
sure.
So here's my question:
mm-hmm.
as I start messing up your recipe, instead of the chickpeas and what else and
oh, it's pea protein. It's soy.
And
yeah.
soy.
Uh-huh.
Could you substitute that for a tofu?
You could, absolutely.
And it would still be vegan.
Mm-hmm.
It would still have
the
density.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. You could make it. You could
make
it heavy.
After the show.
You could make it heavier if you want.
You got to ease me into this. Ease me into it. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Farah, calling from Bowie. Hey, Farah. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey. Hi. Thank you, first of all, for your inspirational story and. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing that you were able to heal through food.
Mm-hmm.
So the last caller did kind of touch on my first question, which was about, mm-hmm. you know, how do we avoid all of the processed foods? Because a lot of the vegan foods I see on the shelves are mm-hmm. so highly processed mm-hmm. that I feel like I'm not eating healthy mm-hmm. when I eat those.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my first question. And then my second question was related to, you said you had a certification in nutrition, holistic nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
Where can we learn more about that if we wanted to study on our own?
Great question. So first, when we're eating vegan, you really don't have to use any of the substitutes. When I went vegan, I wasn't using those at all. I was just using vegetables and, you know, flour or whatever. So you really don't have to. That just makes it a little more accessible. And so I have a food delivery service, Ruby Red's Vegan, and we primarily are cooking from scratch using natural whole foods because that's how I eat regularly. So it's an organic service. We use chickpeas. We use, you know, we make our pesto from cashews and that kind of thing. So, and occasionally we put in some of the substitutes, but usually like last week we made our meatloaf. It's my mother's recipe from scratch, from almond flour and things like that. So it doesn't. You can really avoid the processed items. It's really a convenience food to help people make that transition. If you're used to eating, you know, bacon and sausage for breakfast, now you can just go ahead and substitute out your and do a vegan sausage or something until you learn how to, you know, make those things more naturally.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Farah, mm-hmm. thank you so much for your phone call.
Yes, and the certification.
I'm sorry, please go right ahead.
Yeah, there are a lot of different programs. I went to one at the Washington Institute of Natural Medicine here in D.C. So really looking for one that focuses on whole foods and using food as medicine is where you really want to look for.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Excuse me, I was chewing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You know, there's more.
Oh, great.
I brought
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Ricky. Excuse me. Ricky.
You doing today?
I'm getting full.
I know. I can hear. But what I want to ask is, since you have a doctor's degree, mm-hmm. and you specialize in it, why are you not introducing it to our younger generation who's at these cooking schools who are learning to cook some of these different meals and menus so that they can be a lot more educated in it? Because right now I have my nephew. He's in a school, and one of the schools is trying to teach him how to cook in certain menus, which you don't have even a cookbook for.
I think you may need to explain to Ricky what your doctor, what your PhD is, and he may have missed that part at the top
sure,
of the show.
Oh, sure, sure. So, well, my PhD is in industrial and systems engineering, and I transitioned my career into holistic nutrition because I wanted to help other people learn how to use food naturally as medicine to heal. But to your point, I actually do teach cooking classes all the time to show people how to cook foods in a very healthy way, and we're cooking from scratch. We're not using like substitutes or anything. We're cooking real food from scratch. I do think there needs to be more education in the cooking programs on how to cook plant-based foods. I'd love to do that, but right now I just do it, you know, in my sphere, do it online so anyone can join anytime. So follow me online so you can find out when my next cooking class is, and your nephew can probably tune in virtually, or if he's in D.C., join in person.
How can people find you online, by the way?
Yes, so the best way is through my website, which is rubylathan.com, and that's LATHON.com.
RUBY?
Yes, RUBY. Mm-hmm. And I'm on all social media, same name. You can find me there.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, as always, her information will be on our website on WHUR.com after 8:30 with, as we do all the time.
But so, I was, you know, what I was saying, Doc, why you don't have a school for yourself to teach some of these younger generations so they can get it out a lot more faster? Because when they get it out, a lot of people more receptive to it than they are from the older people.
I hear you. That's something I'll have to put on my to-do list. My to-do list. I hear you, though.
It's like a seafood. It's like a cake. But if you give it to them and they take it and they spread it out, a lot more of them are doing it more so faster than we do it.
Well, I would say, Ricky, you know, as in all things, and particularly as it relates to eating, little bites. You don't want to choke. But thank you so much for your phone call. Let me go to, is this Ortiel calling from Bowie?
Hey.
Yeah, pronounce your name for me, please.
It's actually Orville.
Orville. Okay, yes, thank you so much. What's on your mind?
Hey, great topic, man. I've been vegan now for the past 3 years. I try to convince my family to do it.
And good for you.
And just to say I'm the only one in my house that's vegan.
And how's that working for you? Well, I mean, you've been doing it for 3 years, so.
Yeah, and I decided to do it right before Thanksgiving 3 years ago. So tell me, how that was a difficult choice to make.
I'm sure that made you popular.
Yeah. Everyone was, you know, making the jokes, snickering, what are you going to eat, grass,
right.
I was the joke of the night.
I'm sure.
But just to let you know, man, knowledge and information is power. The reason why I made that switch was I watched this show on Netflix called What the Health. And I don't know if any of the other
The movie that I was in.
Yes. Oh, the movie that you were in? Oh, my God. That changed my life. I think all I needed to see... I immediately became vegan the next day because information and knowledge is power. Just to know how food come to market and food get on your plate and your table. And you're talking about chicken, beef, you know, eggs, all the other things. I didn't want to see anymore.
Yeah.
I was convinced that I had to make that change, not only for my lifestyle and my health. And it's not like I was struggling health-wise. I just needed to make that switch. So it was just a... It was just a move that I made.
It was like an awakening. Yeah.
It was an awakening.
Absolutely.
And anyone that's thinking about becoming vegan or going vegan lifestyle, just plan ahead of, you know, cook your food at home. You know, cook like 3 days worth and not get lazy and go to work without your meals. Because what happens is you're going to go to McDonald's and get a French fry, which is considered, it's potato, right? But you can't eat French fries every day.
Right.
Yeah. So it can be done. I'm glad that you had this topic on. And anyone is thinking about becoming vegan, you can do it. Just go ahead and do it.
Absolutely.
Orville, thank you so much for your phone call. Mm-hmm. So here's my other issue, and this is less. It includes the vegan lifestyle, but it's less about that and just about healthy eating in general. And as we know, this is not cheap. And, you know, it's, you know, eating healthy just in general, even if you are, you know, a carnivore, even if you're not doing process, even if you're cooking, if you're going to the farmer's market and you are doing kale and collards and even if you do, you know, get, you know, fresh chicken. And I cook a lot. I cook a lot. But it's expensive. And going to vegan restaurants, even if I just want to run in and grab, quote, a little something, as I did about a month or so ago at a local vegan restaurant, you know, and I got, you know, the sweet potatoes, I got the kale salad, I got, and the sweet potatoes were to die for, let me tell you. And one other dish, and then I got a chicken substitute. It was $40.
That's a lot for
That's a lot of money, because each side was like $5. So it's $5, $10, $15, and then you know the meat thing was I don't know, it was about $17, and then I got, you know, the lemonade. It was almost $40.
Yeah. Yeah, the restaurant, eating out can be, I know what you're talking about. I've been there, and it can get a little pricey. Yeah. It doesn't have to be, especially when you're at home. You know, when you're eating at home, it really doesn't have to be that expensive, because I buy a lot of things in the bulk section, like rice and oats and beans, and they're way cheaper than buying them on the shelf. So, you know, a pound of beans is going to be a lot less than a pound of steak. So, you know, when you're looking at it from that way. But then you're going to have to learn how to cook that so that it tastes good. So when you're, I spend most of the time in the produce section, and then adding, you know, the beans and things like that, tofu, tempeh, that I'm going to use to add to those things.
Tempeh?
Yes. So tempeh is a fermented soy product. It's more natural, easier to digest because it is fermented and it has a heavier texture. It needs a lot of seasoning, so you need to know how to season it so that it tastes good. But yeah, it's an excellent protein source because it's like almost a one-to-one with a meat product. Mm-hmm. So those are the kind of things that I do. And so those don't have to be that expensive, but when you're cooking at home.
One of the things, as I said, I like to cook, and mm-hmm. one of the, and I'm going to give away one of my recipes.
Mm-hmm.
And
let's hear it.
Yeah, you have to give me a little finder's fee. But one of the things, and again, this is not, it's not cheap, mm-hmm. but it's really wonderful. And I stumbled upon this by juicing.
Mm-hmm.
And juicing, you know, when you're buying all of these raw fruits and vegetables, even if you buy them in bulk, again, it's not cheap, mm-hmm. because when you do the
juicing is not cheap.
No, right. It's not cheap, and because you have all of the
right, because you're condensing it down. You're leaving the fiber behind, and you're
exactly.
just getting the juice. And I usually suggest juicing for when you're sick versus smoothies as maintenance, because you don't waste any of that fiber.
So this is what I did, not to waste the fiber, because
okay. mm-hmm.
I didn't want to waste. I'm like,
right,
look,
there's a lot.
I've got to.
Did you put it in muffins or something?
No, you know what I did? So this is what I did. Mm-hmm. I had... And I can't remember all of it, but I know I had fresh beets, mm-hmm. carrots, mm-hmm. sweet potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you can do something with that.
Yeah, and I think there may have been, and there were a couple of other things that I juiced, but then what I did was I froze it.
Mm-hmm.
But then later, what I did was I thawed it out, and this is all just... You know, the byproducts of, and there were other things, of course, that I can't remember right off the top of my head. But then I added to it vegetable stock,
mm-hmm.
and I cooked it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but then I added curry,
mm-hmm.
and I added coconut cream.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean cream de coco, the stuff that you all are putting in your drinks. That's not what I'm talking about.
I'm talking about the cream at the top of the coconut milk.
Which is kind of like, you know, mm-hmm. milk, where mm-hmm. you have milk and, you know, like, cow's milk, and the cream
the
rises, and
cream.
That's where they
yeah.
make butter
exactly.
out of. Well, mm-hmm. coconut cream mm-hmm. is the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And I flavored it, and I put, peppers in it mm-hmm. and the whole bit. And
sounds good.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Now,
mm-hmm.
This is where things go left for this conversation, because what I did was I also added, you know,
a leg of something.
Yeah, right. No, I actually added shrimp.
Okay.
You know, I added great big slap your mama shrimp. You know, and scallops and all of that. And
okay.
but. You know, but without that, the other thing I also did was I added, I spooned that over rice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's very filling.
Mm-hmm.
It was really delicious, even if I say so myself.
Yeah, it sounds good. I mean, you could make that exact same dish vegan. It's halfway there. Just instead of the scallops or
right.
shrimp, you could brown some mushrooms, or you could use... the heart of palm. That's why when I do the vegan scallops, we sear heart of palms and make a lemon sauce to go with it and serve it over like a brown rice pasta or something like that. So you could make that same dish vegan because you're already there because you're using the coconut milk. So.
And even, you know, one of the other things that you know, that I really enjoy as well is spaghetti squash.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's great.
You know, you make spaghetti squash, you know, salt and pepper it with olive oil. You roast it, you know, in the oven. You know, you scrape it out. And then you top it with, you know, marinara with some onions and peppers and mushrooms and all of that.
Exactly.
And it literally, I mean, it is some kind of good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I love the spaghetti squash. Yeah. You can do a lot. So the more you get into real vegetables and treating the vegetables with respect and flavor them.
You disrespect my vegetables.
As opposed to a side thing, you know. You make the vegetables the main thing, and you flavor them, and you marinate them, and you do all that, and then they taste good.
Yeah, and I will say that when you buy in bulk, and I have to cook, and I a lot of times I'll cook on the weekends, and I have leftovers. See, I can eat, if it's good, I can eat the same thing for two or three. Some people are like, one day of leftovers,
I'm
not
good. Yeah, I'm done. But, if I like it, I can eat it all week. Yeah.
Well, that's what I mean. I come from a family where you don't waste anything. Right. So you eat it up.
Right.
You know,
right.
You eat it up. Let's see what Lisa from Waldorf has to say. Lisa, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, good evening.
Hi.
I'm so excited to be on. I had no idea that it was, National Vegan Month?
Right.
Right. World Vegan Month.
So this is amazing to me because I am actually considering becoming a vegan because I've been dealing with some health issues and none of these doctors seem to know what's wrong.
This is your sign.
That's my next step. But anyway, my question is finding the time because to be a vegan, it takes a lot of preparation. I tend to buy lots of vegetables and then don't have time to cook them. Of course, they get thrown out, and that is infuriating to me. So it's just trying to figure out a way to create meals in bulk so I can have it throughout the week. Because otherwise, come Monday through Friday, I'm out the house 12 hours a day, and I don't have time to cook when I come home.
Yeah. So first, I told you, don't just buy a bunch of vegetables. Buy based on the recipes you're actually going to make because they will just sit there and spoil. So buy based on a plan, a recipe, you know, what you're actually going to make with it. Because I used to do that. And then, like you said, they end up spoiling because I never got around to cutting this, you know, open, you know. So we want to definitely... Cooking on the weekends in bulk, like Harold does, is a great idea. And then, so I would cook dishes like a casserole or something and then add salads throughout or, you know, make salad meals, you know. So we're putting a good protein source, whether it's, you know, grilled barbecue tofu over greens or something like that to keep it simple. It doesn't have to be a big production. You know, chickpeas and sweet potatoes with a sauce with broccoli can be a meal. It doesn't have to be an extravagant thing. We can keep it pretty simple and just think, okay, greens, protein, heavier, because all food has protein, but a heavier protein source is going to be your beans, nuts, and seeds. So we're thinking greens, what beans, nuts, or seeds, and then whatever, if we want to add potatoes or rice or, you know, sweet potatoes, then that's up to you. But keep it simple.
Yeah, I try that. I definitely do. And I mean, I'm with Harold. I will pour coconut milk and curry and with my family being from Jamaica, I know how to make things taste good.
Yeah. Well, then you're halfway there. It's just planning and keeping it the more simple. I do lots of salads and smoothies when I don't feel like really cooking. And I just add like some beans or protein or tofu or something to it, or you can always order from my meal delivery service, Ruby Red's Vegan.
I actually looked at your website, so I'm thinking I'm going to do that for Thanksgiving anyway, to at least get started. But I have one quick question.
Real quick, I'm running low on time.
Okay. Person with cholesterol issues. I keep hearing coconut milk's not good and this, that, and the other. So with me trying to switch to a vegan lifestyle, what is your input or take on people with cholesterol issues who are using such things as coconut milk and, you know, the butters, the vegan butters and things
so
like that?
So if you're dealing with cholesterol issues, switching to plant-based, you're automatically going to drop your numbers. Almost everybody does immediately. So if you're using coconut milk, you could go with light coconut milk. You want to go lighter on the oils, you know, the olive oil. With that, but you can still use some of that because you're eliminating dairy, which is the main source of cholesterol in most people's diet, and the meat. So you're automatically going to improve that pretty quickly.
Okay.
All right. Well, Lisa, thank you so much.
Hearing from me, Dr. Lisa.
Okay, great.
Looking forward to it.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for your time. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate it. And I want to thank you, you know, Dr. Lathan, for coming on and also putting up with, you know, my overly refined taste buds. I think I did okay.
I think I passed, right?
I almost cleaned the plate,
okay.
You know, so I think I did okay. I think this is something that I am going to continue to consider. But thank you so much. And again, contact information and more about you will be on WHUR.com after 8:30. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That is the Daily Drum for this Thursday, November 17th. I'm Harold Fisher. Good night.